Morning. Just pop this. Well, it's good to see each one again this morning after being together yesterday for most of you. Not all of you were there, but that was a blessing. And now we get to spend the afternoon together, the morning and afternoon together again today. What a blessing. Let's use this time as an opportunity to draw our hearts together and build our relationships stronger for future working together. I think we should try to make it a vision, a goal, to use times like this as an opportunity to build relationships, not just see how far we can walk or how much apple butter we can make, but use it as a bridge into each other's hearts, learn to know each other better. Before we go on, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we quiet our hearts before you. We worship you, we praise you, we thank you this morning, Lord, for the finished work of Calvary. And because of that, Lord, this morning, we can have peace in our hearts, we can have joy, we can have the blessing of being together with the body of Christ, which would be non-existent without what you've done for us. And I thank you this morning that we can have this beautiful blessing of the Church of Jesus Christ, the Kingdom of God. And I thank you this morning for our families and for the opportunities we have to share your message of hope in a hopeless world. Be with us today as we spend this time together at your feet. Be with each one that shares. And I just pray, Lord, you would work in each of our hearts, that we could glean something from this service that would be edifying and build us up as a body and individually. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just thinking this morning, or even before I got up, thoughts went towards the opening. We had a fairly busy week, I think, as a church and as ourselves as a family. And I just was thinking this morning, my title for my message for you is a tape, or whatever, tape ministry, whatever. Good goals, good priorities, and goals. Life is built around priorities and long-term goals. And so as we go through and do life, we need priorities. We need to have priorities, and we also need long-term goals. And I brought this jar, this container up here this morning. Each of us has the same amount of time in a 24-hour day. Each of us has to fit our priorities, our goals, the things that we need done in a day within the perimeters of those 24 hours. And whatever you have, like if, let's say, for instance, if I would take stones, let's say we have 5 or 6 stones. These are main goals, main priorities of a day that need to get done. We put these 5 or 6 big stones in here, and that is the main focus of our day. That's the things that we do. It can be, first of all, God, things that pertain to service to God, our families, church, jobs, finances, and maybe our hobbies. Things that we like to do as little pastimes might be gardening, flower garden, vegetable garden, something that you do to get away just to relax a bit or unstress, so to speak. Can be all kinds of things that you might be doing there. For me, it's gardening, fruit trees or gardening, and I don't always necessarily get time as often, as much time in that as I'd like to, because other things call my attention. But those are the, let's say we fill that up. The jar is not necessarily full, even though it's filled with the big rocks. I couldn't get any more in there. So we have to be reasonable in the amount of goals or the amount of things that we try to do. In other words, there's only so much I can do in a day or in a week. And so if those 5 major things or in my life that I feel like that's the main core, what I can accomplish in life. If I'm single, it might be a little different than if I'm married and have more responsibility with children or school or so on. Mothers, you too, and some of those goals or responsibilities or large rocks that we have in our life may change depending on where in life we are. So if our children are married, it might be something else. Maybe some full-time ministry or something else that I have time to turn my attention to I didn't have before. Then, so the jar is not completely full. Now we fill this thing up with little tiny, maybe pea-sized stones. And those are the little actions that bring about that help fulfill the big goals that we have. So let's say most of us, our jobs hold a large amount of our time. We're gone probably with our work probably more than any other. So each day of your week, probably most of your time, waking hours, maybe 10 hours a day are spent at work. So that leaves you out of 24 hours, your waking hours, if you sleep 7 hours a day, it leaves you with, you know, less time at home awake than you are away from home. And so we have to, the time that we are at home, we have to take time for God, time for our families, and make the necessary time to connect to each individual responsibility to make it, to fulfill the long-term goals and priorities. And I was just thinking about those small pebbles can be getting up. So we have this desire to connect with God. We want to make a priority to connect with God early in the morning and walk with God through the day. We need to make small decisions in our actions to fulfill that big goal. So if we get up in the morning and we prepare our hearts and we take time alone with God, so I get up early enough in the morning, if that's possible, every day. So for years I was in construction. And I had to get up at 4:20 after 4 because I had to be at work at 10 of 6. If I wanted a decent time alone with God, I had to get up at 20 after 4 for 21 years. That was consistently, and sometimes it was even earlier than that because sometimes we'd be getting to the job at 5:30. That meant I backed up my schedule half an hour. That meant we got out of bed at a little before 4 o'clock. Sometimes we run jobs in New Jersey for a month or 6 weeks. We get up in the morning. Is it important enough to me that I want to seek God in the morning that I'm going to make priorities and make small decisions towards that large goal that I have? So we're going to get up early in the morning. Now for the job I'm doing, I'm no longer tied in with a schedule, so to speak, with people to be at a job at a certain time. But I still run an operation and I have to be scheduled and I have to be disciplined. And so that means if I'm going to spend time alone with God and fulfill the responsibilities of my job, I have to be self-motivated with a schedule. And so I still get up at a set time. I can get very undisciplined with the job I have because I'm not answering to anybody. And so I have to get up early in the morning and I have goals set throughout the morning to fulfill responsibilities, such as I get up in the morning, I spend an hour with God, and then I wake up my children and get that going, make breakfast, eat with the family, and then we get out on the road. That waking up my children and helping the day go is also complimenting my wife to get the homeschool started each morning and help my wife with breakfast. And that's also helping to connect with the goal of marriage, having a strong marriage and a strong family. And so I'm doing my part to try to, first of all, connect with God, prepare my heart for the day, get the family things rolling, make sure school started, things are going well there, and then go on to responsibilities in my job. Not all of you can do that. Some of you need to be at work before the children are even awake. But we have to make priorities to connect with our family and our wives to make our marriages and our home flow. And those are the little pebbles that flow around the big pebbles, around the big stones to make our day flow. So if I'm a foreman on a job or have responsibilities to deliver things, and I come into an office to deliver a part, I don't stand there for an hour talking to the office personnel and expect to get my day fulfilled. You need to make decisions as we go through our day to get the job done. Those are all those little pebbles. Now, if the jar is full of big stones and little pebbles, is the jar completely full? No, it's not. So we can put little fine sand in there and fill that jar completely full of sand. Now, I was thinking that that is the thought as we go through our life, the thoughts that we have about surrounding our day. We should be gearing our thoughts towards the end fulfilled priorities and goals in our life. So we want to be a godly man, a godly husband, or a godly wife. And yet I have impure thoughts or unkind thoughts towards my partner, or I am favoritism towards certain ones of my children over others. That's been something I've always made a decision I would never do, is ever hold any child above another. All my children are going to be equal in their value, and I'm never going to allow one or another to become more valuable or the way I treat them. That will not build strong family life. And so we make decisions on the way we think to bring on those end priorities and goals. Our thought life complements who we are. Now is a jar full. What else can be put in there yet? Water. So we could fill the jar completely full of water yet. It's still not full. Our attitudes and actions that undertone all of our life is the water. And so as we go through life, I can think right. No, I probably can't think right. If I have an undertone of grumpy, judgmental, poor attitudes as I go through life, it's going to damage everything about what I'm trying to accomplish. I want to build a good, strong, I want to be a good employee or a blessing as an employee, a fellow employee with my coworkers or in the job site or in the church or at home with my wife. And I want a strong marriage, but I have a really poor attitude towards my wife. And I just have a grumpy attitude towards life. And it just sets a tone of shadowing over the home. Or I can have a energetic, joyful, not always, sometimes life holds pressures. We may be bogged down with, but it doesn't give us a right to be a grump. And so we need to carefully guard over our attitudes. I need to carefully guard over my attitudes as I go through life, connecting with my children, my wife, making sure my job, if I get up in the morning and I don't feel like working, I have a poor attitude towards my work, towards work in general. I'm not a person who enjoys work, the discipline of being diligent. And I just get grumpy even thinking about going to work. Those are that puts an undertone of what kind of work ethic we're going to have through the day. So we need to be joyful and appreciative of what God has given us to do or change jobs. So I was just thinking about, as I was thinking, laying in bed this morning and early this morning, just thinking about these kinds of things relating to my own life and how I relate. If I'm really concerned about my marriage, it's going to affect my attitudes, my thoughts towards my wife, towards my family, the little actions and large-term goals that I have. And you know, if there's something not quite right with the small actions, I may need to step back and deal with the thoughts or my attitudes. Like it says there, I think it's in Song of Solomon, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. Little tiny, it often isn't big changes that need to happen if we find ourselves constantly bumping up against certain things that just aren't bringing the kind of desired results towards those large stones. Like the small pebbles that are in around the big stones, there's just something not right with that that's not bringing the long-term desired goals that I want. I need to back up a few paces and change probably very small things about my thoughts and my attitudes that may also help to bring the desired results towards the larger things. It's often not major changes that need to happen to bring some long-term major changes in desired results of what we want. And so in my own life, I just felt like there was things that need to happen to bring better response in school. And so we made a few tweaks in schedule, and I got more involved. We're seeing a lot bit better desired results in how school gets done, how the day flows, bring discipline into the home. I got more involved. Didn't have to be much. No major explosion or earthquake, just small decisions. And And I'm blessed by the results. It don't have to overwhelm us to look at decisions and say, something's not right with the end result here, what I'm getting. I have this goal, but I'm not getting there. It often isn't major changes that need to happen. And I was thinking about, Abraham's life. If you turn front to Genesis 19, 27. Genesis 19, verse 27. It says, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. I think it's a beautiful thing for a godly person to get up early in the morning. I think there's something to that. A lack of discipline in rising up early, and we find ourselves always running way late into the evening because we just can't get done with the work that needs to get finished. Whatever fits in our jar, if you start early in the morning, you have a lot more time to deal with certain things that may throw our schedule off a little bit, and we don't get as late. Whereas if we always constantly find ourselves getting up early, late in the morning, and running our schedule late in the evening. When I look at the godly examples in the scripture, early in the morning is something that constantly comes up. And I was just reading this morning through the Strong's Concordance. I went to the front of the concordance where it talks about where early is a search word. And Abraham, over and over again, I didn't realize it says this often, about Abraham getting up early, seeking the Lord or doing something, taking his son into Mount Moriah. It was over and over again. Abraham rose up early. And then I read on, Joshua rose up early. If you read Joshua 4:1, flip back. Joshua 4:11, it says, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over. Wait. 4:1, I'm sorry. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, that's not it. It talks about Joshua getting up early in the morning, and I'm obviously don't have my reference right. Anyhow, Joshua talks about him rising. 3:1. I got that. Swear, I got messed up. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. Early in the morning, he got up early. And it talks about Joshua multiple times, and it moves on to David and a bunch of men, different godly men. And the people of God rose up early, it says. And Jesus rose up early. I think part of our a person, if we want to have the desired results, I think it's important in life as a godly person. I think it's important that we are disciplined. I don't think it's going to be possible for an undisciplined person to get very far in really getting somewhere with long-term goals. Undisciplined, we're going to find ourselves constantly falling short. I think rising up early and being disciplined in getting our day started is a big part of what we become. And I know some of us may not be morning people. I'm going to leave that with you. Our schedule, I think it's important to know that we run schedules. And think about this. Are there areas in our life that we just aren't getting the desired long-term results? We need to back up and look at where are my thoughts and my attitudes. Are they building on a negative? Is it taking me away from my desired goals? Or am I disciplining my thoughts and my attitudes, which then brings actions that's going towards a long-term goal? It's important that we set goals. And do I have goals? If I'm not building long-term goals that I'm focusing on, I want this desired action to take place in long-term. That's my goal for my family, or my goal for my marriage, or my job. Being a productive worker, but I'm not finding it that way. I'm not getting a hold of the knowledge that's needed to actually get a hold of my job. Make the necessary decisions to discipline yourself to get there. I've worked with people on my job sites that after working there a year, you could hardly depend on them even for the basic things that need to get done. That's frustrating if you're a foreman trying to give them a job and you've got to constantly be watching your back to make sure the job is getting done right. You come back half an hour later and it's a disaster. If it's finished work on a house, you got to tear it all off and start over again. We had that. There was one time on a job, worker was supposed to be putting screws in a roof, straight lines on a 3.5-inch 2x4, and he's sitting on the roof trying to hit the holes. He's missing probably out of a long line of screws, maybe 5 or 6 screws on a brand new roof. That night we had an inch of rain. Guess what happened in the new garage that we just built for this guy? Water hole, puddles all over the place. Do you think he was a happy camper when we came there that next morning? He was upset. And he was looking at all kinds of areas that he had levels on headers of my garage entrances, and he's seen an 1/8-inch dip in the header here. He was picking that apart. He was all over the place finding fault because of that problem. Before that, that little dip in the header didn't make any difference to him. But he found that these guys can't be trusted. They're a bunch of... What was I thinking getting this crew into work, build my garage for me? Needless to say, I couldn't depend on that worker on my roof anymore. So I had to do something to build the confidence level of this needless. If I would have been the person getting my garage built, I felt the same way. I'd been ready to boot that contractor and find somebody else. So we went to work to make the necessary changes, and by the time we left that job, we had a happy person who was very tickled with his new garage. But I had to take a hold of the quality standard that was taking place on the job site. And if somebody's not doing the job right, they're going to have to step up. And so that's what I'm saying this morning. We need to make the necessary choices to get our long-term goals. And that's my challenge for myself this morning and for each of us. If we're not finding the desired long-term goals, not the results that we want, we're going to have to step back and make little changes that will probably make the major difference of a long-term goal that we want. So may God bless us. And 2 verses I was going to read here in closing. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. So whatever we find to do, I think a diligent spirit has a big part to play in how we get, what kind of end result we get. Diligence in whatever we find ourselves doing. We find ourselves to be a person who tends to laziness. We need to discipline ourselves in that. Lazy mind, lazy actions, we just find ourselves constantly lagging back in our desire to work. I think it's something we have to deal with because it's going to spread itself out in all areas of our life. If you're a young person, you just simply find it hard to find motivation in work. Deal with it. It's going to have a long-term effect on your marriage, your home. That is going to be a tough thing you're going to deal with all of your life. Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We find ourselves lazy in our work, we're going to find ourselves lazy in our spirit. We're going to find it hard to walk with God and take the, you know, constantly skipping out in devotions. Oh well, you know, one time won't matter. We need to be disciplined enough to get up early in the morning or whenever you find your time that you can get alone with God, not skipping it. Taking that time and making that important. To prepare our hearts for the day so that we can walk with God. So may God bless each of us and help us to make the necessary choices to be diligent in our walk with God. May God bless you.